friends, today for the next few episodes, Sarah and I are going to take up the topic of the world of Marian apparitions from Fatima to today. I happened to have stumbled across Father Mark Goring's YouTube channel in May, and that was, so he has a Book of the Month Club, and for that particular month, he was talking about apparitions from this book. Very, very beautiful book, very heavy too. And as I was listening to him, I became intrigued, and Sarah and I became intrigued with the concept of just doing a show from a few of the apparitions from this book. And then it happened to be that our neighboring parish, here's the bulletin, was having their VBS. And its VBS theme was tracking Marian apparitions. And I have noticed quite a bit of chatter in the world around us concerning apparitions and prophecies and conversations of that sort. So I thought, given all of that, Sarah and I thought that maybe we'd spend a little time on a few of these apparitions that some of you may not have heard of, or, and if you have, it's always good to take another look at things. So, the author is Wincenty Lazwiski. Please forgive me for mispronunciation. The publisher, Sophia Press in 2021. So, you know, it's during these last couple years of troubles. Mm-hmm. So the author rightly makes a comment, an observation. And of course, we're talking in generality. So we don't expect each and every apparition, legend apparition to have all four of these characters. But in the broad scheme of things, they generally do. So you have the visionary, someone who's observing. You have an experience, a message, and miracles. And the miracles can come both of a healing and or faith conversion variety. And generally, they both come, both healing and faith. We note that this is private revelation, as we did when we were having our beautiful conversation on Fatima, which I cannot stress strongly enough to go and avail yourself of Sarah's and my thoughts on Fatima, because that's really so relevant today. But even with that, it's not binding on the faithful's conscience. Right. And usually, to Father Goring and to ourselves, we are going to look for some sort of ecclesiastical approbation. Is the local bishop cooperative? Are there papal experts investigating it? Does there seem to be some sort of a positive church involvement? Yes, I know, and Sarah knows, that doesn't in and of itself mean that the apparitions are 100%. We know some apparitions that are solid and they were banned, others are good and then they turn out to be okay. That's why these aren't necessarily binding on the conscience, but in the main, we're going to try and focus on those that have a some sort of an ecclesiastical stamp of approval. And then why Mary? Right? Why Mary? And it's to make her loved as Jesus loved her. You know, how he loved her, his mother, is how he wants us to love her. Her messages are always a prayer and conversion to her son. And that, you can put that word always in there, because they always do whatever he tells you. Jesus is In addition to Our Lady, he is always directing his followers to the love of the Father. That's what the Sermon on the Mount is all about. It's restoring our relationship to the Heavenly Father. Jesus doesn't mention himself once, but he sure talks an awful lot about his Father in us, and how both sins severed that relationship and how he's come to restore that.
Yeah, I think Marian apparitions are one of the most beautiful gifts that have been given to us by grace, and one of the things that is the least understood. And I think that unfortunately, it also is one of the hardest things to articulate to an unbeliever, because they will refuse to assent to the fact that something like this could happen. But it's, you know, it's been going on since really her Assumption. You know, there have been, I don't know what the earliest recorded apparitions are, but I know that they're very early. You probably have that answer.
I do.
I knew you would.
God in his great goodness couldn't have said it up better than that, which we'll take up in the second episode. So
right.
Don't keep with your train of thought.
Right. But I just think that that's a gift, you know, the Blessed Mother, her, I think it's an issue of justice for women too within the church, that Christ, who was perfect, that men, you know, because God did choose to create the human person in a form that was both male and female. And Our Lady truly is the perfection of the human woman, and Christ was the perfection of the human man. Christ himself, of course, has the dual nature of being God and man, but Mary is strictly creature. But it really is a great grace for us that she was capable of living this life in such proximity to God through the grace of the Holy Spirit, that she was able to lead a sinless life. And so consequently, she always is going to serve as that perfect role model for us. And I think it's really a show of the tenderness of her maternal love for her children that she comes back to us. And I think that maybe it is only through that understanding of authentic maternal love that people will be willing to perhaps assent to the fact that this could be happening and then is in fact happening.
Agree. I think that's exactly right. The love of a mother. The love of a mother. Maybe that's what we can have people take into. And Sarah is exactly right. We are going to consider the first Marian apparition with St. James in the next episode. Till then, my friends, vides oratio.